Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you all for coming. My name is Alice Tent. I'm currently a PhD student at National Taiwan University. It's my pleasure to be here to share with you my research findings. My English is a limit. I will appreciate your patience with my essay. Today, I'm going to give a talk about economic evaluation of pay-for-performance program for diabetes patients in Taiwan. But due to the time constraint, I can just briefly summarize my whole study. So this presentation will divide into four major parts. First, I will start off by giving you my background information, and I will summarize my research methods in these studies, and the significant result and a simple conclusion. We all know diabetes mellitus is a common disease in the world and need continuous interventions to avoid accompanying comorbidities. As you can see, the mortality rate in Taiwan is higher than that in the United States and Canada. There are many strategies to prevent and control diabetes, like aggressive treatment, follow-up, counseling, and so on. Pay-for-performance program, also called PPOP, has known a strategy to enhancing hospital and physicians to improving quality of care through financial or non-financial incentives. Previous studies show the inconsistent effect of the programs. There is still no conclusive answer of the effect. In Taiwan, P4P program for five diseases, including diabetes mellitus, breast cancer, and so on, has been implemented by Bureau of National Health Insurance since 2001. Through additional reimbursement and quality bonus, these programs focus on enhancing the continuous follow-up visit and annual laboratory test. So, the objective of this study is to evaluate whether the PPOP program for diabetes is cost-effective or not. We used the secondary data analysis. Since 2005, the Taiwan National Health Interview Survey released by the Taiwan National Health Research Institute, a multi-stage stratified systematic sampling method and face-to-face interviewed was used to data collections. And according to the claim of NHRI, there is no significant difference between the NHIS sampled and the whole populations. So the NHIS supports a very good opportunity to evaluate the effect. The study population is diabetic patients aged 12 to 64 and with diabetes diagnosis. Diabetes patients were defined as two or more ambulatory visits or at least one inpatient settings with diabetes diagnosis. Patients who joined the PPOP program over 3 months were defined as PPOP group. In the initial sample, we had 541 patients, and both have questionnaire and cost data were 524. We used the propensity score matching to adjust potential selection bias. After matching, there are 521 patients in the analysis. Direct medical costs were used in the study. The cost data was obtained from the reimbursement file of National Health Insurance. We used two types of cost to distinguish the cost, the effect of the program. First, we used own healthcare utilization data with diabetes diagnosis as diabetes-related cost. And second, we aggregate all healthcare expenditures of individuals by scrambled identifications. The price year in this study was 2004 to 2005. all costs will convert to the US dollars. The quality adjusted life months were calculated after patients joined the PPP program in 2005. And all the columns were based on the Chauffon 60 score. Cases with missing utility value were excluded. We have analyzed the cost and effectiveness of two groups. We used non-parametric bootstraps to estimate the confidence interval and the cost-effectiveness plans of the studies. We used the cost-effectiveness escape curve analysis to estimate the probability of the program is cost-effectiveness. And the left, we used the patients join the PPP program over 6 months as PPP group and repeat all the analysis. Now I want to describe the result of my study. This slide presents the characteristic of the diabetic patients after propensity formation. As you can see, there were no significantly difference between these two groups after formation. And the following slide was a result of cost-effectiveness analysis. In the diabetes-related cost, the difference of columns was 0.62, and the difference of cost was $498. Yielding an answer of diabetes-related cost per column was $807. With a confidence interval from $659 to $748. And the total expenditures, the cost of difference, the difference of cost was $209, yielding either of all cost per column was $340. A 1,000 replication bootstrap was used to generate the C-PAN plans of all cost. We can see there are two lines on the graph. One is the one-time monthly GTV of Taiwan in 2010. So we can see almost 87% of the programs was less than GTP per capita in 2010, and almost 96% of the programs was less than 3 GTP per capita in 2010. And the slide presents the CEAPs. And as you can see, if we were using $4,650 as a ceiling ratio, there are 98% of the probability of the program is cost-effect. To sum up, my conclusion is that the diabetes PPP program in Taiwan will increase both lifetime and healthcare costs. In terms of columns, it will increase 0.62 columns at an additional cost of $209. Also, the yielding the ICER was $340. And WHO suggested when the ICER of an intervention is between 1 and 3 times of GDP per capita, it was cost effect. So the probability of the diabetic PPP program will be cost effective is more than 98%. However, there are some limitations when considering the result. First, we only included the direct healthcare cost in the studies. Second, we can't identify where there is any other new incentive that would have confounded the influence of the PPP program during the period. And then last, the information of the intermediate outcome of outcome of diabetes care, like A1C or lipid and blood pressures, were not available in these studies. Okay, that's bringing me to the end of my presentation. Thank you all for coming. Thank you.